The following is a lecture on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 2, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
One year ago, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he appeared on this day. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Gaura Shakti. Gaura Shakti means empowered. Empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted his mission to be broadcast. What is the sound? All over the world. He desired Prithivite Achirvata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Haive Mohanda. Prithivite, all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that his mission will be spread. This prediction was made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally 500 years ago. So, perhaps my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, attempted to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and sometimes in the year 1918, he was brahmachari and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his material father, he wanted, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course everyone wanted, but he wrote one small book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, teachings and precepts of Lord Chaitanya, and then in 1896, and he presented that book to the McGill University in Canada, and he very much desired that the foreigners, especially Americans, would join this movement. That was his desire in 1896. And then in 1918, my Guru Maharaj started with this mission, one institution known as Gauriya Math. Perhaps some of you know the name Gauriya Math. And he was trying to spread this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by chance or by prediction, as you think, I was taken to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur by one of my friends. I did not want to go there, but he forcibly took me there. Yes. And he ordered me that you preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. This is very much essential. From the first meeting, he told me like that. That was my first meeting with him. At that time, I was in favor of Gandhi's movement. So I said that we are, I'm going to say, not independent, subjugated. Who will hear about our message? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur refuted my argument. I was very much pleased. I had so many talks. But I was very much pleased to be defeated. That this so-called nationalism or any ism, they are all temporary. The real need is the self-realization. So I was convinced, but at that time, although he wanted me to immediately join him and spread this movement, so at that time I was a married man, young man. I was married in 1918. And I got a son also at the time, 1921. And in 1922, I met him. At that time, I was manager in a big chemical factory. So I thought that I am a married man, I have got so many responsibilities. How I can join immediately? It is not my duty. Of course, that was my mistake. I should have joined immediately. I should have taken the opportunity immediately. But Maya is there. So I thought like that. So that's a long history. Then in 1968, when I was 54 years old. 1954, yes. 1954, I was at that time 58 years. So I left home and I was living alone. Then 1958, I took sannyas. And then I decided to take up the responsibility of my Guru Maharaj. I thought that my other god brothers are trying, so I am not capable to do it. They are better situated. But somehow or other, they could not do very much appreciative activities in this connection. So when I was 70 years old, I decided now I must do and execute the order of my Guru Maharaj. And thus, this movement was started in 1965 from New York. And I was not very much hopeful because it is a very difficult task. Just opposite the European and Western culture. I came, when I first came, I had no money. So I got a free passage through some Indian steam navigation company. So I came by ship. So when I was on the ship at Boston port, Commonwealth Port, I was thinking that I have come here, I do not know what is the purpose. Because how the people will accept this movement? They are differently educated, and as soon as I say, so my dear sir, you have to give up meat eating and illicit sex and no intoxication and gambling, they will say, please go home. Because that was the experience. One of my god brother, he went to London and he had the opportunity to talk with one big man, Marquis of Jutland. Marquis of Jutland was formerly governor of Bengal. At that time I was student. He was a Scotsman and I was student of the Scottish Chartist College. So he came to see our college and he was standing in front of me in the second year class. So he was a very nice, good gentleman. So he proposed to my godbrother, whether you can make me a Brahman. So my godbrother proposed, yes, we can make anyone Brahmana, provided you follow this principle. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So that Lord Jutland immediately replied, impossible. So I was thinking that I will propose something which is impossible. Anyway, let me try. So now by the grace of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the presence of my Guru Maharaj, you are so nice boys and girls. So in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra and you are taking part in it very seriously. So my Guru Maharaj will be very, very much pleased upon you and bless you with all benefits. He wanted this and it is not that he is dead and gone. That is not spiritual understanding. He is an ordinary living being. He does not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. And what to speak of such exalted, authorized personality like Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, I never feel that I am alone. Of course, when I came to your country without any friend, without any means, practically just like a Bhagavan Gita. But I had full faith that my Guru Maharaj is with me. I never lost this faith. And this is fact. There are two words, Bani and Vapu. Bani means words. And Bapu means his physical body. So, Bani is more important than the Bapu. Bapu will be finished. This is material body. It will be finished. That is the nature. But if we keep to the Bani, to the words of spiritual master, then we remain very fixed up. It doesn't matter. Just like Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken 5,000 years ago. But if you keep to the words of Krishna, then it is always fresh and guiding. Not that because Arjuna personally listen to Krishna about the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, therefore he knew it. That is not the fact. If you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you should know that Krishna is present before you in His words in the Bhagavad Gita. This is called spiritual reality. It is not mundane historical incidences. If we keep evam parampara praptam imam rajal sayavidu sakanena juvanasta parampara. If you don't keep in touch with the original link, then it will be lost. And if you keep touch with the original name, then you are directly hearing Krishna. Similarly, Krishna and Krishna's representative, spiritual master, if you keep always intact in link with the words and instruction of the superior authority, then you are always fresh. This is spiritual understanding. Najayate nam niyatriva kadachi nitta shasatayam purana. Purana means very old. That is Krishna, the Supreme Being, He must be very old because He is the original person. But the Brahma Sanghita says, Advaite Achyute Anadi Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusha Navajovananda. Purana Purusha, the oldest person, but you'll find it Navajovananda, always a fresh youth. That is God. God is not a material that it gets old. The body gets old. So you are hearing this philosophy daily, try to understand more and more. We have got so many books. And this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by disciples' succession, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then my spiritual master, then we are trying our level best. Similarly, you will also try your level best on the same principle. Then it will go on. Same principle. It doesn't matter whether one is born in India or outside India. No. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite asidato navaradigram, as many towns and cities and villages are there, he did not say it to make a fuss. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that sometimes I am very much criticized that I am making foreigners a Brahmana, the caste Brahmins in India, they are very much against me. But this is not fair. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all over the world his message will be broadcast, does it mean that it will be simply a cinema show? No. He wanted that everyone should become perfect Vaishnava. That is his purpose. It is not to make a fuss, some lecturing and or some mutual praising society. No. It is Krishna society. Everyone who will join this Krishna society movement, he is more than a Brahmin. Brahmin, what is Brahmin? Brahmin is also material. A devotee is more than Brahmin. The Brahminical culture is included only. Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Brahmana means one who knows the absolute truth, Brahma. He is Brahmana. But that is not very fixed. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabdati. Brahma is impersonal, effulgent, and then further progress, realization of the localized aspect, Paramatma, Antarjami, finally understanding the Supreme Person, Krishna. Supreme Person, that is the final understanding. So, people cannot understand how the Supreme, the origin of everything, can be a person. That is their difficulty. Because they are thinking, person God, how is it possible? God is great and He is the creator of everything. How a person can do that? Yes. That is the basic question. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is the cause of Brahma, He is the cause of Super Soul. So, ordinary man cannot understand. Avajananti Mana Mudha Mana Chintanumata. He requires Krishna's grace to understand. So try to receive Krishna's grace through the disciplic succession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we'll understand everything. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. This is the process, basic process. One should have unflinching faith in God and spiritual master. Don't jump over God, crossing the spiritual master, then it will tell you. You must go through. You are observing that puja ceremony, the birth anniversary of our Guru Maharaj. Why? We cannot understand Krishna without spiritual master. That is bogus. If anyone wants to understand Krishna, jumping over the spiritual master, then immediately becomes a bogus. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. That is very in the answer. Tadviddhi Panipathena Paripasnena Sevaya. Nobody can understand Krishna without going through his most confidential servant. This is the meaning of this Vyas Puja. You cannot surpass. If you think that you have become very learned and very advanced, now you can avoid a spiritual master and you understand Krishna. Very bogus. That is the meaning of this Vyas Puja ceremony. We should always pray Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. Jasya Prasada. Only by the grace of spiritual master we can achieve the grace and mercy of Krishna. This is the meaning of this Vyas Puja, offering obeisances by parampara system. So, you have taken a very nice line of activities, spiritual activities. Of course, as far as possible, we have tried to give you instruction, books, but remain always respectful to the spiritual master and try to understand Krishna. And if you simply understand Krishna, then your life is successful. Janma karmam cha divyam me jo janati tat. The human life is meant for understanding Krishna. That is the perfection of it. Any other so-called understanding, that is simply waste of time. Because we are under the grip of the material nature. You may be very learned scholar, you may be a fool, it doesn't matter. You are under the laws of material nature. So before finishing this small span of life, we have got this human form of life, it will be finished. As the cats and dogs' life also finished. But if we try through the Guru and Vaishnava, then we can achieve in this life the full success. Not failure like cats and dogs' life. That is the opportunity. So, as far as possible, we are trying to lead you in this line, and you kindly follow, then your life will be successful. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to deliver this fallen soul, the conditioned soul, rotting in this material world. Krishna comes himself, Krishna sends his devotees, Krishna comes as devotee just to execute this mission to reclaim the fallen soul from the clutches of illusory energy, material world. Thank you very much.